What are you looking at? Oh, okay.
Just looking
outside.
Speaking of cars, on the way here, there was like, I was going 75 on 60 and a 65 just come on my way here. But this woman wouldn't, like, if I would have hit my brakes hard, she would have like hit me within a second.
Yeah.
Like, so I couldn't see the front of her car. I could just see her hood and her windshield. So what I did is I hit the brakes and I slowed down.
Tapped them.
Slowed down to about 60 until she tried to pass me. And there was a car. So it was like me, her, and then a car like way ahead of me here. So she tried to go around me and then I sped up and then I made it so that the front of my car matched the back of her car. Oh my gosh, she was so mad. I'm just sitting there. And so she's like next to me. I'm just like biggest smile on my face.
Biggest smile on his face.
I was like, don't, like, there's no reason to ride my ass like that. Like, unless it's a cum dump, don't ride my ass that way.
Oh, the cum dumps.
I got invited to a second one this Friday.
To the follow-up cum dump, if you will. The cum dump.
She sent me pictures of it, and I'm like, I think I'm good.
She sent you pictures of it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well, not like the action, but like of the person waiting for the action.
He was like...
Of a dude.
A naked dude.
I could only see face down, ass up, blindfolded. And I was like, I'm good. I said I'm very monogamous. And I was like, it's just not my style.
Monogamous or heterosexual?
Monogamous.
Okay.
Because the whole idea was to like open
sex
with a bunch of people. Because there was going to be more than one person waiting, but like he's the main one, I guess. He's the headline.
But monogamy only refers to relationships, right?
But it's like I only want to have sex with people I'm in a relationship with. So I was like, yeah, I'm very monogamous. I don't like to go around too much.
So it goes.
Meanwhile,
takes all
like the person that invited me and her were just like sending shit to each other anyway. So I was like, except for this situation where it's just like, I'm just bored.
Okay.
So he still hasn't participated in the cum dump or cum dump part 2, Electric Bugaloo.
But she's one.
Electric Bugaloo.
Stay tuned. You might get an invite for cum dump part 3, Tokyo Drift. So hopefully that happens.
Give this Tokyo shout.
This look on your face, Cam, you're not enthused about it. Cum dump part 3, Tokyo Please. Drift.
I don't like any of it.
Sheesh! You're gonna die.
Give me 1 second, because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face by default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Do I remember my keys, or am I just stupid?
Oh, I don't like how this is going.
I think it's a
full dummy. God, I smell dog shit.
You raise me up so I can go and come dump.
I don't think God would be pleased with that song. That was a hymnal. Or not a hymnal. What's not a
hymn?
No, it's not even a hymn because a hymn is like...
It's just a Christian song.
Yeah, it's a contemporary Christian song.
It's a good song. Like, it feels good.
But when you start adding the word cum dump into it...
God created cum dumps.
I mean,
God created cum dumps
in some circular way. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't like that.
You don't have to like it, but somebody does.
There's somebody that does. Mm-hmm. That is true. I won't deny that fact. But yeah, welcome to another episode of the Absurdity Podcast.
It's just getting darker and darker every week.
It's getting worse and worse, and I can't do anything about it.
And we're in a nosedive now.
And I don't want to be here for it, but I'm here for it.
You got to be part of it.
Like me at the cum dump.
But you weren't here for it.
Yeah, you weren't.
I wasn't in spirit.
You turned down the cum dump.
I did turn it down.
Anyways, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Absurdity69. My mind is just like, I don't even know.
He's all about cum dumps right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Absurd Entertainment on YouTube. Search Absurdity Podcast on Patreon. Subscribe. $1 will get you something.
If you're the receiver, are you like, I guess I'd make you the cum dumpy, but that would make the person that's doing it the cum dumpster.
No, the cum dumpster is the receiver. Yeah. Like a dumpster.
Yeah, because you don't like, because
but the person that's dumping would be the dumpster.
No, because the person, like, if you go to the dump and you throw stuff away, you're not the dumpster. You're throwing stuff in the dumpster. The dumpster is what's receiving.
I need the vernacular for the person.
Anyways,
there's this committing website, the action of dumping.
There's this website called Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
I love that website.
Anything that you need to know so that you don't know.
Google that.
There you go.
The Charizard.
I'm Cameron. Hello.
Hi, Cameron.
Did you know that 100 years ago, the poor rode horses and the rich had cars?
Mm-hmm.
But now the rich have horses and the poor usually drive cars.
I mean,
how the stables have turned.
How the turns have stabled.
Jake, this is to you now. I'm mad. I gotta recollect myself after that one for a second.
Hey, everybody. It's Jake here.
Fucking stables.
They turned.
They turned.
You're right.
I'm just happy to be here, honestly. I was really worried because like today was the first day that nobody messaged each other. So I was like halfway here, but it was already like 5:15. I'm like, oh God. Like,
no, nobody. I messaged him.
Rude.
But it was about,
I messaged the group chat.
It was about shirts.
I think that's what it was. You messaged me about shirts and that was the most recent one in my thing. So I was like, hey, I'm leaving Lowe's. I'll be there.
Oh.
So I think that was what
I mean,
I was worried because I was driving up. I'm like, oh God, what if nobody's
there? I just assume that if no one says anything, we're still on.
Yeah. Like
I had meant to say something when I left my house. And then like, as I was about to enter Claremont, I was like, there's no point in messaging.
Well, I was okay. So we were overworking on the shirts. Mm-hmm. Like we just got them done today.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh crap, it's 4:59. I guarantee you Jake's at my house right now.
Yeah.
And then I pulled in and I was like, oh, I guess not.
There's no Jake.
So
here.
I had left work at pretty reasonable time today. I say reasonable, it was like noon, but we opened an hour late now. And like, I went over here, went to the gym and I was just, I don't have a water bottle. I feel left out. Okay. I see how it is.
I mean, you do.
I do. Yeah.
But drink that.
Drink of that.
Yeah. Take a swig.
I have on accident many times when I was in the Marine Corps.
Yuck.
Ooh-wee. Like when I used to use an empty bottle of Modelo, I used to spin the Modelo bottle and I'd put an actual Modelo next to it. And yeah.
I've grabbed a couple Pepsis in my life.
They weren't Pepsis.
I grabbed a Sunkist one time that was for drinking.
Uh-huh.
It's so
spin. But I also had my can that I put my cigarette butts out in. It gets better. I took the drink. And I was like, this tastes weird.
Well, because it was still Sunkist.
I took like four more drinks.
And I was Sunkist.
Like, no. When I had realized
what you have done.
Well, obviously, it wasn't the worst thing. Like, it wasn't the worst taste.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, but it was. Like, if you got just a bottle of Dip Spit.
It got worse once I realized what I did.
Yeah. And it leaves that weird.
Yeah, like the realization's worse than the actual action.
Buzzy.
Yeah, I just actually. It's this cord. Like, this cord needs to be hanged up somewhere.
Let it do it. No one's stopping you.
I am.
Stopping yourself. The only thing holding you back is you, Jake. What's up, guys? I'm DK.
And autism.
And this week, I inadvertently, well, not even this week, this afternoon, today, not 3 hours ago.
Justin.
Still buzzing.
Justin. I inadvertently sexually harassed one of my coworkers.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Male or female?
Male.
That's the important part. Okay. So
it was male. So
no, it's not okay.
It's still sexual
harassment. Yeah.
So as we talked about last week, I had to go get a procedure done on Friday. Mm-hmm. The old colonoscopy.
He got his booty, his b-hole filmed.
Yeah, pretty much. They went up in there with a camera and took some photos, and I have those photos.
Instagram.
I was talking to the guys at work, and they were like, "Oh, well, let's see what happened. Like, if you've got pictures, let's see." So I was showing them the pictures of the inside of my b-hole and my colon and all that fun stuff.
I also saw those pictures.
Yeah, he saw those pictures as well. Cam did as well.
Another thing I'm left out on.
I was his DD.
He was the DD. I told him the same story 3 times on the way back.
He did.
I was just like, oh, I'm fucked up. So I was scrolling through the pictures, showing them. And so I've been talking to someone the past couple weeks. And when you're talking to someone new,
you show them pictures of your inside your butthole.
You show them your b-hole.
you start taking pictures of yourself naked again. So there's quite a few.
It's true. That does happen.
Nudes on my phone of myself recently. So.
Oh, no.
Didn't even think about it.
Oh, no.
Wasn't even thinking.
No. Oh, no.
Scroll.
Oh, no.
Scroll. One more scroll. And the dude next to me goes, what the fuck? And I didn't even realize.
Pro tip.
Yeah.
No, start from the picture right after that and then scroll and the then other way.
Yeah, scroll the other direction. But who's to say that there could have been one in before that? Either side could have been either bad.
Yeah. Not on the brain right now.
But yeah, I wasn't even thinking about, oh, that there's pictures of me naked on my camera roll. And my friend at work saw a picture of me and my hog and all its glory.
So he saw your beehole and your pee hole.
He saw inside my beehole and the outline of a pee hole. So
is this full frontal or just like?
No, it was full frontal.
Like, okay, I was making sure it wasn't like Deucey just like, oh, look at my name.
It was like full, because I took the picture in front of a, you know, full frontal mirror.
Yeah.
And standing there. I mean, usually if I take nudes, it's either me laying down full body or in the camera full body, because you can't just, if you're just taking pictures of your dick,
it's inconsiderate.
Yeah, it's not classic.
Like, if somebody wants to see you naked, they don't want to see just your dick.
They want to see you naked.
They want to, yeah.
But, I ended up
wearing my abs. Look at it.
Inadvertently showed a coworker a picture of me totally naked today. So I'm waiting to hear about it from HR. We'll see if I still have a job
any day now.
Was it the kind of guy that's just like, it's like, oh man, but then is it like an actual issue?
To be fair, the guy didn't say, show me the inside of your beehole. So I don't think he's going to go to HR.
No, here's the only thing is there were other people around when it happened. And there was one lady who was like, how old are you? You have pictures like that on your phone? And I'm like,
oh God, she'll be the one that goes to HR.
Yeah, but the thing is, she didn't see it. Like, so
it's true. She can't say anything.
She was in the area like 20 feet away when it happened and all the hilarity broke out. Like,
that's still a claim.
Yeah, it was just a super funny moment. But that's my fun fact of the day. Yeah. Inadvertent sexual harassment.
I guess to go on that, I guess my fact can be back in high school when I was still dating my ex Stephanie. I mean, teenager that doesn't know how to take nudes, like, it really was just dick pic. And
right where you're sitting is where you need to sit for the whole show.
That's where I'm sitting.
Okay.
No, I'm going to switch to history quick.
No, I mean, like, you were sitting up a second ago talking, and then you, like, went back down.
I know.
Okay.
Because I was self-aware.
Okay. I know.
Listen, I am conscious of it.
I just,
stop making me self-conscious.
I am just trying to direct the show.
It's my body. It's my choice. But, so I had a dude who decided to be funny and just, like, take a bunch of pictures on my phone, like, as teenagers do. She's like, oh, I'm going to screw with it. I'm going to take, like, 25 pictures. Mm-hmm. He was scrolling through his own pictures and just, I'm like, talking to my girlfriend. And then, no, actually, she wasn't in the class. I was just talking to a friend of mine. And then he was just in the front of class. I'm like, I know he has my phone. So I'm sitting there. And then I feel an energy change. And I feel a gaze on me. And I look up, he's like, dude, we're about to fucking fight. But he has a smirk on his face where it's like, I know he's not, like, super serious, but I know he's upset by something. And, like, I'm like, oh no. Like, I know.
That's different though. Fault. Like, he can't. I mean, he went to your phone.
And that's what I told him. I'm like, hey man, if you don't want to see it, don't be on my phone.
Exactly.
Like, you didn't ask me to be like, hey man, can I look through your phone? I'd be like, don't.
I was always in younger years. I was always self-conscious of that on my own. Like, what if someone sees it? So I'd always, once it was sent, I just deleted it.
Yeah.
Well, so I still work at the store where there was a situation before I left for the Marine Corps that it was well known that almost everybody in the store had seen my dick at least once. And the reason was because of the people I had dated in the store had a habit of just showing me naked to other people in the store who I inevitably also had slept with. So it was just
sort of like old news. Been there, done that.
So, for the 15th time, fine. Yeah. So yeah, there was just a situation and it was a joke going around where, like, someone would be like, somebody showed me a picture of your dick. I'm like, yeah. And everybody else, like, it's not a new thing. People just see my dick. It's fine. Actually not anymore, but yeah, there used to be a good percentage of people that have just seen me naked. Or just had sexual encounters with me and then just were my coworkers for like a year. I had a fun time back in the day.
There you go.
Work used to be fun. I used to just sleep with people and work. Now I just
work. I was pretty much like that when I worked at Sonic too.
I think it's just Sonic because you just get so intimate with people unintentionally.
I mean, it's just people you're around. I mean, I feel like that's...
You sleep with the people you're around.
No.
People you work with.
Younger, single me... I was just, any time a new person got hired, I was the one sleeping with them. Like,
you hussy.
My boss literally was like, would you please stop? Like, just stop. I'm
just
like,
stop.
Hey, what I do outside of Sonic is my business, not yours.
That's how Aaron was with me. He was like, like a new carpenter coming in, we was like, ooh, and I'm just be sitting there be like, hey, how you doing? Like, like, where are you from? Well, first off, how old are you?
That was my toxic masculinity. I was like, fresh meat.
It's not toxic if they also want it. If it's just
the mindset is though.
I mean, kind of, yeah, because it's...
No, it is.
It's not kind of, it's absolutely predatory.
Yeah.
It is predatory. I mean,
which is toxic masculinity.
Because you're literally, you literally look at me and be like, ooh.
Yeah.
You literally look at me and you're like, ooh, fresh one.
Yeah, I think
right off the bat.
Yeah, it's
that's a bit toxic.
Yeah, exactly.
Bit toxic with thought process.
I've grown.
There you go.
I've matured.
But then again, teenage years or just young 20s. It's just like, I mean, you kind of, you're naturally toxic.
That was my young party stage. Like,
young, dumb, and full of cum.
Dump.
I mean, some people, but
just go to it. Like you keep, I mean, you keep
as much as you bring it up.
Yeah, just go. Just go to it.
I don't want to insert my penis into a blindfold.
Just go watch.
Just go watch.
I feel like that's not a thing.
What are you talking about? Just sit in the corner and just hang out. Just be like, hey, I'm here for security purposes.
Because from the images I received, I think it's just there, just someone's apartment. I feel weird just sitting in the corner of somebody's apartment and be like, proceed.
Just don't sit on the couch or anything. Like, sit where...
Bring your own chair.
Yeah, bring a lawn chair.
BYOF, bring your own furniture.
Bring a six-pack of beer. Just chill out and watch the show.
Just be like, hey, I'm just here to spectate.
The person that has been inviting me does want to just hang out. She keeps on asking me, like, what I'm doing this weekend and everything. I'm not against it, but again, like...
She's trying to trick you into just going.
Well, no, because that's happening on Fridays, and she was hanging out with me on the weekends.
Friday's a weekend. After
I guess,
work,
I guess,
after like, work on Friday is the weekend.
It's the weekday end. Yeah.
It's the weekend. The week has ended.
Thursday's the new Friday.
Thursday is the new Friday.
Yeah, I just don't want casual sex. So it's just I know that's what
no
she
one
wants,
said
so.
You had to do it. Just watch. Just watch it.
You don't have to participate in casual sex.
Just go watch it. You bring it up so much.
Bowl of popcorn and hang out with her and watch her homeboy get pounded out. You guys can enjoy some popcorn and just
watch the show. Give him tips.
Yeah.
Literally and metaphorically.
You just said you won't give him any tips, so we know that's not going to happen.
I can give him a dollar.
Now I'm questioning that.
I can give him a dollar. I could put a dollar into his butthole. It's fine.
I don't think that's safe.
No, I would rather not have a dollar. I'd rather have someone's penis than a dollar.
Yeah, that seems seems really paper cutter.
I'm assuming he cleans
so much bacteria on a dollar bill.
Well, and it's so wrinkly and like the edges.
What if I put the dollar in a condom?
I mean, you could.
You could, yeah.
And then you just put it as far in and be like, figure it out.
Yeah. Glad we're not a family podcast.
We could be.
Not anymore. God has frowned down on us.
No, just bleep out anything that's family friend. Anything that's not family friendly. So it's just one long bleep.
So you just say, hi.
Yeah,
end of the show. Thanks for tuning in. It's hi. Beep. Thanks for tuning in.
An hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Including before the talk, too. Like before we introduce. Beep. Welcome to Absurdity Podcast. Beep. Thank you for watching Absurdity Podcast.
That's it.
Welcome to Off the Rails. Beep.
Oh, wait. Hold on. They'll get the anchor ad.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm worried. We're about to get. Anchor's going to pull the ad from us.
I know. I'll be like, no, we can't. We can't sponsor them anymore.
Too many lines have been crossed.
What if they doubled down on us? They did the whole like Joe Rogan and Spotify thing. Like, here's $150 million.
To beep out most of our episode?
Yeah.
It's fine. We don't even have to record the episode.
It's the new thing that's in.
I literally had to use the censor beep on this today's episode, like for the first time, and I don't even know how long.
Oh, yeah. For the name.
Yeah.
Name drops. Yep. Not that they ever are going to listen to the podcast. No, but for the sake of
just in case a friend of a friend of a friend is like, hey, by the way, they talked about it.
Yeah, and I don't want that. So
I
had to use the censor beep for the first time in forever.
It's like, yeah, it's been a couple months.
Yeah,
I was thinking about if my work like ever discovered me on like YouTube or Spotify. It's just like, well, I guess now you know I smoke weed and a lot of other things. I guess at that point, weed would probably be the least thing they're concerned about.
Yeah, after all the cum dump talk,
allegedly.
I mean, like, it was cum dump talk. There was no legend about the talk.
Yeah, that was an actual thing.
It's like the Nixon tapes. By the way, I was listening to that the other day. Oh my God, they're so good. He was talking about Bohemian Grove. Oh my God, it's so good.
Nixon.
He literally,
you and me have two different interests.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. It's.
You said, oh, it's so good. And in my head, I'm like, oh, that sounds so boring.
No. Can you do me a favor? And can you Google like Nixon Bohemian Grove quote?
Nixon Bohemian Grove quote.
It's so funny.
Is it?
It's so funny how absurd Nixon is. That it's fuck you.
He said absurd. Like, what do you want from me?
Oh, I did say it. I thought you were laughing. I'd be like, oh yeah, it's so funny.
No, no.
So like, fuck you.
But is it like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how funny it is.
Well, it's, he talk. Yeah, the way he talks is just so.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Not funny?
It's not funny.
Oh, okay.
I felt my the people, the nine people I was telling it to were laughing their ass off.
Are they nine like-minded people?
No.
Hmm. What is it? Just say, let's just say it. Can you do a Richard Nixon accent?
I don't feel comfortable saying it.
Oh.
It? If you want to.
Or do you not feel comfortable with me saying it?
You can say whatever you want. You're a grown man.
Oh, God. Can you tilt that?
Am I going to have to censor this?
You might have to censor one word out of it.
Oh, is it that bad?
It's. I mean, it's the F word for gay.
Oh.
I don't know about that. He says it.
Yeah, but that's not good.
This is a.
So I'll do.
This
I'll
is
do,
also Nixon in. When the fuck was Nixon even president? 70.
Yeah, so it was. Who? I mean, it was a whole thing.
It was, yeah, it was but in the 70s.
I'll just, I'm not going to read the.
76?
You say 96?
No.
Oh, I thought you said 96.
I said 76.
Okay. I was like, yeah, Nixon, 96. You know, just before.
Yeah, 69 to 74. So, okay. I mean, it was a different time.
69. Nice. Yeah.
Anyways, this is President Nixon. Let me see. Can I? Our current Drew Rich. This is my closest Richard Nixon voice.
That's actually really good. Can you shake your mouth as you do too? I am not a crook.
Bohemian Grove, which I attended from time to time.
Yes.
It is the most insert.
It's the most f***iest shit I've ever seen.
Goddamn.
Goddamn f***iest shit I've ever seen.
No, not even shit. Just the most.
Goddamn f***ing thing I've ever seen.
F-E goddamn thing.
Yeah.
You could ever imagine with that San Francisco crowd. I can't shake the hands of anybody from San Francisco.
He also I'm not a crook. From time to time.
I don't even know what you said. I'm just laughing at the accent.
It's so good.
It's, I mean.
That was a really good accent.
But that's the thing is Bohemian Grove, it was a gay capital of California.
Yeah.
And it was Richard Nixon being Richard Nixon.
I mean, they still make fun of San Francisco for that.
He even says before that, he says Bohemian Grove, which I go to from time to time.
Yeah, which I did from time to time.
Yeah,
but
other like listen, other we all know there, politicians
we
have
all
been
know presidents are not clean people.
No,
like they got some dirt too. We just got
to
find
everyone
it.
Has some dirt. It's just they have money, so they have more dirt because they can afford to do better things,
and they can have money to cover it up.
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing is like at this point in time, like you live in a.
Especially back then. Like,
what yeah, like it was easy to hide. It was easy to hide everything. I mean, up until, you know, even fucking 98, like it was easy to hide anything. It's really just the ad, like
Epstein Island,
like the whole fact, you know, the internet being interconnected, having more access to information makes it harder to hide.
Absolutely.
And that's why you have shit coming up now about politicians or people who have been in government for years, but people are talking, you know, hey, this and this happened at, you know, in the 80s or in the 70s or in the early 90s. And like, it's just now that people have a place to get what happened out, they're going to do it. And then that means more things are going to be. So shitty shit's always been going on. We just live in a time now where it's easier apparent. To see. It's easier to see. Yeah.
And I think we're actually getting more into a time where, like, it's almost easier to get away with things again because, like, a story will come out, but then a contradicting story will come out. And it's, like, so many contradicting in the right story. It's, like, you don't know what to believe, so you just end up kind of just not caring about it. Or you just hear it so much that you don't care about it. Like, oh, like, horrible things that happen, but it's, like, but I've heard it for, like, a month straight.
Yeah.
So you get burned out on it. So I think it's easier to get away with things again. Like, just think about everything that's going on. Like, I don't even want to go politics-wise, but, like, and anything else horrible going on, the whole Epstein thing going on. And like, it was just talked about so much, they just got quickly burned out by everybody. It's like, oh, well, now we don't care.
Well, that's because the news cycle is less than a 24-hour cycle now. It's like new breaking news stories every 18 hours that you're going to hear.
That and the human attention span is getting shorter and shorter and shorter every minute.
I feel mine shortening right now.
Anyways, I'm bored. Let's talk about something else. Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you like to talk about?
I don't know. Farts.
Ooh.
Speaking of, don't trust any fart 30 minutes after you get a colonoscopy. That was a time. Oh, my God.
This boy was gassy after that.
I was gassed up. And it wasn't just that. It was the.
And then we went and had greasy pizza.
Oh, so good. Oh, I ate so much pizza.
We went to CeCe's right afterwards.
No, I needed food. I didn't eat for like 48 hours.
But it was so good.
To it. I ate like four plates of pizza. Got to the last two plates and didn't even crust it like a fucking animal.
Yep. like a fucking monster.
Like an animal. I didn't even eat like the majority of the pizza. I would just like fold the pizza in half and just like bite it. And there would still be like adequate amounts of pizza on the crust. But he's like, I'm going to get more pizza.
I posted it on Instagram.
I saw it.
By the way, DK, thank you so much for telling me about that whole dairy thing. Uh-huh. But like having your veins come out with like less dairy.
Yeah.
I was working out today. I'm like, oh my God, like the vein went from like my neck and it's like down my neck. And then there was another one down my shoulder all the way down my body. So I'm like, oh my God, again, finally.
Just got to stay hydrated.
That's the main thing. Wada, wada, wada.
If you stay hydrated and you cut dairy out, vascularity goes through the roof.
Through the roof.
Yeah, my water bottle's in my car, but I already finished it.
I've left my water bottle here last week.
Yeah, it's in
this
there.
Whole week. I've had to buy bottled water like a plebeian. I know, right? Like a filthy Neanderthal. And I hated it.
I meant to bring it to you on Friday. Yeah, and I totally forgot.
I didn't even think to be like, hey, could you grab my water bottle?
What's crazy is I walked right by it going out because I like grabbed a drink from the kitchen, turned around. It was sitting right there on the counter. I walked right by it, just walked right out the front door.
It wasn't until
after I dropped you off that I was like, oh shit, I should have grabbed that water bottle.
It's fine. He'll dehydrate all weekend.
Yeah. I figured it'd be all right.
I had a bad habit of always leaving my water bottle at work. And then I'd like, especially on Fridays, I'd be like, oh, I'm not going to drive back to Claremore on the weekend. So I just said, they'd be like, I don't have my water bottle. I get very upset because like I have the big water bottles. And then I also realize I have an even bigger one in the backseat of my car.
Oh God.
like 2 gallon bottle.
Yeah. It's like twice the size.
It's a barrel. It's just a barrel.
It's just a barrel. Just a barrel,
of water. Barrel special.
He just opens it up and laps water out of it.
Like
yeah, your
he's son, just every time he drives, you just hear it sloshing around everywhere. Yeah,
your son told me that anytime he has a bottle of water, he drinks it like a cat.
He's not wrong.
I'm trying to imagine how that's possible. Like, does he just stick his tongue out through the top?
He squeezes it and
almost laps it off the top. Oh I get God. It.
He's a strange kid.
He's a strange.
Look at the parent.
Hey,
look
at the dad. Wait a minute.
That's fair. Fair.
I don't drink water like that.
That's what I was telling dad when my therapist was like, I want you to get tested for like bipolar and ADHD and everything. And I was telling dad, I don't know what you expected. Like a mom with like, probably she has bipolar disorder. She probably either her or dad probably either has or had ADHD. And then she has anxiety. He has anger issues. It's like, what'd you expect me to come out as? Like, did you think I was going to like be perfectly down the middle and perfect? No, I'm the extreme of both ends.
They're hoping their stuff would cancel out and just make them.
No. It's like, no, motherfucker, that's not how that works. I get both ends of the spectrum.
They tried to Adolf Hitler you. Make the perfect specimen.
Oh, man.
Whoops. You heard it here, folks. Adolf Hitler is the perfect specimen.
No, he wanted the perfect specimen.
He was trying to make perfect person.
Nope.
Cameron Cavalier, 2021. Hitler, perfect specimen.
No, I said he was trying to make the perfect specimen.
Just like Hitler.
What the hell number is this? We're going to decline it.
Oh, you should have answered it.
It's going to be, hey, they've been trying to reach you about my extended warranty.
It's worth it.
California number. Be like, hey, what's up?
It
was Oklahoma, but it was a different area code than 405 or 918. And then
503?
Yeah.
That's down south.
Yeah.
I don't know why, Oklahoma City.
I don't know why anyone from there would be calling me unless they were trying to notify me of my extended warranty.
Maybe they were wanting to buy a shirt. Speaking of, buy some absurdity shirts. Whoop.
How many have you gotten? How many are you sold so far?
Titty sweat included.
Let's put a number on it. How many have we sold so far? Like sold, not given away.
We haven't given away any. Haven't given any.
Oh.
One, two, five.
So five in what, like a week or so?
2 weeks.
Two weeks. So yeah, hey guys. So we already sold 5 shirts in 2 weeks. Let's double that number.
Let's double it.
Get your kids a shirt. Get yourself a shirt.
Yeah, $15.
$15.
Get you an extra shirt.
So what we need to do?
Get a couple of shirts.
You know what we need to do? Take our ridiculous quotes shirt.
Yeah, we could.
That way, because listen, there's a thing where like I don't think a lot of people want to wear like a podcast shirt just because it feels weird walking around and be like, oh yeah, by the way, like podcast. Like I feel like a lot of people feel that way.
That actually got us a listener. When I went to the grocery store, I was wearing the shirt and the lady goes, oh, is that a good podcast? I was like, I hear they're pretty funny. And she was like, oh, okay. I'll have to check them out. I was like, they're on Apple and Spotify. Go check them out.
Go check
them out. I didn't say I was part of it.
But a lot more people would want a shirt if it was just a funny shirt.
Yeah.
So I think sometime we should like sit down and kind of like go through, maybe just go through the best of and see if we can find anything that's like a golden nugget.
Did I forget my keys or am I just stupid?
That's a perfect one right there. That's a perfect shirt.
Sheesh is going to be one.
Sheesh. Underline like it's a Batman and Robin shirt. Like a bam. Sheesh.
Yeah. So yeah, it's got to be like a pow. Yeah, it's got to be like a pow.
Sheesh.
Sheesh.
I know. I want to get that.
Get a sheesh tattoo.
Get me over like.
And then a voice. Then a
thing. If our next YouTube video gets 1.5 million likes, DK will get sheesh tattooed on his shoulder.
I'd do it for 50 likes.
I'm sorry to tell you this, man. We got a couple videos ahead of
us. I would get a sheesh tattoo right on my above. Forearm. Like right here. Or no, actually, it would have to be right below my elbow.
I don't know if I have any funny quotes.
I would totally do a sheesh tattoo. That would be hilarious.
You just have like the dad jokes one.
You think that's it? You think that's all I got?
Yeah. No offense, but yeah.
Ouch.
You've got more than dad jokes, but you got a lot of dad jokes.
You got a lot of dad jokes.
He's got a lot. It's like he's a dad or something.
It's what I do.
It's like it comes with the territory.
It's like, yeah.
They come out the wound and womb, and he also gets a book that says.
But, you know, if I do make a bad joke, I do call myself out on it. I did it last week.
You only call yourself out on it if me and him are silent, we just stare at you.
Well, that's because it was a bad joke.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, no,
I tried to change Sparta into Spanta, and I was like, that was dumb.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You tried.
I even said it in the mic, into the microphone.
That was a bad joke.
It was. And I knew it the moment it escaped my lips. I was like, that was.
You can't go back in time.
No.
You can't put Pandora back in the box.
Make sure you vaccinate. She only comes out.
But.
Going against me is
our video edit this week was.
I need to check it out. I might pull it up on when I get home. Because yeah, I know you were talking about the camera swapping and everything like that. I saw like your small clip that you posted on Instagram about it, but
I just sent that to you.
Everyone on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube, everyone make sure you comment on whether how good or how bad the editing was. Not gonna listen, he says it's good, but it's gonna be up to you guys. You guys are gonna be the deciding factor.
I mean, I figured out the multicam, so
yeah, that was the thing, is the multicam was that it, has eluded us for months.
It took a lot of time, but I got it.
I mean, you said you didn't get it done edited until like half the way through Friday.
Yeah. So. I finished it right before I left to pick you up.
There you go.
And I started it Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday. It was a long
because it week. Was. Well, I don't want to get into the boring details on this show.
You don't want to do table talk. I get
yeah.
Welcome to Table Talk with Cameron Cavery.
I don't want to get meta on you guys.
No, I mean, true.
Oh, but the t-shirts was meta.
No, I'm trying to sell them. I'm
trying to sell that.
I'm not trying to sell editing skills.
I'm talking about when I was talking about the ideas.
Oh, yeah. That it's was
like, as if that wasn't meta enough.
Yeah.
Cut that part out. Fuck it.
Nope.
We're leaving it in.
I want a t-shirt that says cut it out.
Cut that out.
And on the back, it says leave it in.
Do you want that on your back?
That's why I made the face, but I wasn't going to say anything.
In quotations, fuck it. Underneath that, cum dump.
I don't want a shirt that on my back says, leave it in.
Directly on the bottom of the shirt, right above the ass, says, cum dump.
Do you remember the...
Oh my God. Absurdity sweatpants that say, cum dump.
Oh no. I can't do that. I can't do it.
Do you remember the old 7-Up commercials that were the make 7-Up yours? And then on the back, I think we should do that.
Yeah, it was said make 7-Up or make 7.
Make and then 7 on the back,
up yours.
And it was a good marketing campaign. I had
make it absurd, up yours.
Absurdity podcast.
Up yours.
Up yours.
Up yours. Just says it. Just up yours.
There we go. That's like 7 new ideas right there.
Oh, shit.
When you edit this, make sure you just go out and just like put it in your phone as you're just going through it.
Like, that's what I do.
Yeah. Perfect.
I either do it in editing or while I'm sitting here.
Oh, okay. Wait. Go back. Is it supposed to be Abraham Lincoln and Adolf Hitler put together?
No, not at all.
From my angle, it looks like Abraham Lincoln has an
this Adolf is why Hitler we mustache. Mind our personal space.
Absolutely not, because I just see so many gems out the corner of my eye on accident.
Well, that is a very, very, very obscure, not even going to say obscure, I'm going to say niche.
Niche.
It's a niche meme, because it is Abraham Lincoln, it's the back of a $5 bill, and it's Abraham Lincoln
but he's drawn like Paul Atreides from Dune, which is going to be like whoosh over both of your heads.
Yep,
it is. 75% of the audience.
But he's got he's got a steel suit nose piece because they wear the.
It looks like a Hitler mustache from here. It was just like Abraham Lincoln, just like, oh, you know what?
But then it says the spice must flow over here, which I don't ever think Adolf Hitler said anything related to the spice must flow. But Paul Atreides, definitely.
He was on a lot of cocaine, so he could have. You never know.
And amphetamines.
And that was for two
and spices.
Issue.
Well, I mean, Germany at all that point in time, everyone was on meth at that point in time. Well, it was just how, part of.
Yeah.
I mean, I did hear that Adolf Hitler was really in the spice world.
Definitely.
Yeah, he loves spice world.
Spice world.
Yep.
You know, if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. I'm pretty sure that's an Adolf Hitler quote.
It is.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Nice. Yeah.
There you go.
With my blonde friend.
Yes. And.
Yes.
And. Welcome to improv.
But, improv 101. Yes. And.
But no, it was a Dune meme. It's a dumb Dune meme. My Facebook page is either.
I didn't
like completely, completely obscure, like niche references or like. Wildlife memes.
And Jake would know because he glares over your shoulder like, the entire episode.
I'm surprised Jake hasn't. I don't know.
I don't judge. So anything that comes up, I'm just like, oh yeah, cool.
I'm surprised he doesn't post on your page.
I don't use like, Facebook.
Yeah, I saw that on your computer.
What's that over your shoulder?
Keep it up. You're going to see naked pictures of me soon, dude, Jake.
Oh. I've seen worse.
I am pretty good looking naked, so.
I'm not. Not me. I feel bad for my wife. It's like a busted can of biscuits.
I was gonna say I do too, but I didn't want to be man.
Looks like a tube sock full of tube socks.
It's like a tube socks full of yogurt.
It's just pennies. It's full of pennies.
Slightly smells oozing like out. Too.
Just copper.
Like if you took a condom, filled it with yogurt, and just squeezed it, that's me.
Oh, the visualization of that.
Remind me, do you guys remember the
it's probably a fetish.
Fucking, what were they? The water. What did they call them? Like the water weenie or the water. The
there was like
fucking, the jerk off.
Yeah, you know.
Device that they gave to kids when you were like 5 years old.
It was like a stress thing though, wasn't it?
It was like you literally like
shake weight,
hold it in your hand and jerk off. Literally jerk it off to make it do.
It's a South Park episode.
This is before that, man.
Oh no! Yeah,
had like the clear liquid, the colored clear liquid in it, and you would just be like,
ooh. I was thinking of that thing that like. It like was inside itself, basically like
baby bottle pop.
You could like, it was like a stress thing.
Mm-hmm.
Choo choo twang.
And then like, you could like keep rolling it through itself.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's what I'm talking about too.
Oh, okay.
You guys ever try moon shoes?
Moon shoes?
Moon shoes.
Oh, I wasn't rich.
Shut up.
We'll be back after these messages.
when we took your kids to the zoo, they were on the swing and, I was hitting my pen and everything because I was like, all right, I'm just going to like try to use up all of my products this weekend. That way, like, I just don't have anything to use during the week. So I'm sitting there at the park of the zoo and we're sitting there and Bryson and Lee are on the swing and Bryson's swinging. And he's like, Uncle Jake, look, I'm getting higher than you. I was like, you're not getting higher than me, buddy. Trust me, you're not higher than me.
Physically, he was.
I mean, if I would have smoked a little bit more, then that may have not even been the case. I may have physically ascended. Just like levitating. He's like, what's happened? Oh.
To the astral plane I go.
It's
like all the ascension memes. Oh. The zoo was fun, though. I threatened to use your children as a baseball bat to hit strangers if they wouldn't stop walking slowly.
Okay.
I said that in front of like literally next to strangers and they were just laughing. It was a fun time. So if you want to stop moving faster, I'm going to grab you by the legs and swing it like a baseball bat to hit strangers. Mm-hmm. The zoo was fun. I think the fact that it was a birthday party and we kind of had to sit like underneath of like basically, what is it, like a pavilion?
Yeah.
Like that kind of sucked and it was hot. But I like the zoo. The zoo's fun. It's still that childish happiness in me that's like, oh, zoo, animals. And I'm just like, oh, wait, but yeah, animals in the zoo. And that makes me sad. Then I get high and I remember, oh yeah, zoo.
I'm at the zoo. I can see animals.
Yeah.
It's perpetuating. Except
people were like just feeding geese just in the walkway.
Mm-hmm.
And like they're right next to my feet and I just don't like geese. They just kept on honking at me. And I just like want to grab.
Because you're driving too slow.
Shouldn't have stayed at that red light so long.
Yeah, I was just like, God, I just want to grab one of these things just by the neck. It's just perfect shape.
They got a lot of it.
Just grab it and hear the horse like, ha! They would be so happy for me.
And that's where we get psychopaths.
Is that psychopathic?
Animal abuse?
Yeah. It's like,
what if it assaults me first?
It's literally the first sign of being a psychopath.
I'm borderline at most. I'm probably borderline at least.
I would say at least. At least. At least.
I don't know. That's the thing I'll have to talk to my therapist about. Do you think I'm borderline? Yes.
Do you think I'm crazy?
Not just yes, but hell yes.
I'm not even going to get the chance to ask him to walk and be like, do you think he's yes. like, yes, borderline, yes. Yes.
To anything.
How do you know? Yes.
To anything you're going to ask, yes.
Just borderline.
Just borderline in general.
Yeah.
My God, I am just glistening. I'm the glizzinator.
Ew.
I'm the glizzy goblin.
I'm actually pretty fine, but I also, it might be part of the fact that the fan is like literally
yeah. blowing. Yeah, I haven't got a single ounce of that fan. Have some
fan. I know, it keeps getting moved away from me.
if I put my arm down here, it feels great.
Damn it.
Oh, wait, your mother-in-law still hasn't fixed the pull-up bar with the ceiling fan.
Wait, what?
Your mother? Isn't she mother-in-law? Isn't she your mother?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she hasn't fixed the ceiling fan.
I was very confused.
I was confused of your confusion. I was like, did I say that wrong? Like,
I know. What? I just, my brain was like,
what membership cost of that gym is?
No, because I don't care.
$40.
That's pretty average.
For just basic membership?
It's pretty. I mean, hell, I've spent $70 to go to a gym for a month. Like, but they also, I mean, they had better amenities. Like, they had a sauna and they had, it was a big, big gym. But I mean, hell, I spend $60 a month to go to the climbing gym.
I mean, I'd spend $60 a month to go to a climbing gym, yeah.
Usually, usual gym cost is in between $40 to $50.
I mean, yeah, they got a lot. They got, for the size of that building, they got quite a bit of equipment.
That is fair.
I've worked out in there several times.
Getting swole.
Yeah, but it didn't work. Because
he's swole, but not...
I'm swole in different ways. Got that water weight.
It's the inflammation swelling, yeah. not muscular.
No. My foot isn't any better than it was.
Friday. I think you should just cut it off, man. Just amputate that bitch.
Yeah, I mean, at this time, like, can't you get a bionic one? Like, come on.
Robot leg.
Yeah.
Maybe a cyborg.
An iRobot leg.
Yeah, well, like my calves.
Well, you still have
I was calf. In no contact with any of your children or your wife, and I somehow have a long hair on me.
I mean,
the house?
My wife made that shirt.
The shirt? No, the hair is tangled between my fingers.
But you put the shirt on with your hands, correct?
Like 20 minutes ago. Like, literally, okay. Like, it just happened recently.
Because it just worked its way down there.
Hair. It's like hair. It's moving.
Dude, I find hair on me all the time.
The Sound of Music.
Drives me crazy.
The worst part. No, I'm not even going to say the worst part but it's definitely an inconvenience about having a partner is all the hair.
Yeah.
Especially even when I have longer drain. Hair, my hair just, I have like really thick hair, so it doesn't fall out easy.
The worst really strong was, wasn't even my partner's hair. So when I lived in my old house with Dakota and Jasmine, that was Dakota. And I mean, they're together and I was the not together person. Oh,
so was it menage a trois?
Not negative, not at all. It was family members. That's
menage a trois.
Jasmine is Hispanic, so she has like really thick dark hair, and her hair is really, really long, but like it's everywhere. It's in the sheets,
yeah.
It's in the towels, like anything you throw in the washing machine,
oh, yeah.
It's going to have it on it. So there was like one day where I kept having kept having to itch my junk. I was like, this is weird. Why is my junk so itchy today? There was a hair
wrapped around.
Like it had got around balls and shaft, like the whole thing. That's and it was impressive. Like wrapped around like a couple times. And I was just like, what the? But yeah, it was a hair that was the thing. Once I realized it was a hair, I was like, who the fuck's hair is this? I don't even know. Like I haven't even been with. And then I was like, oh, I know whose hair this is. Lame.
I had the same situation where a hair had wrapped around the shaft of my penis. And it was one of my exes, but like I hadn't seen her in months. So I was like, how is this still coming up? Like I frequently wash my clothes. Like, is it just like residual hairs in the washer? Just
probably,
like,
yeah.
Yep. It's like waiting to attack.
Have you ever had one like get inside your beehole?
I, In my mind, I knew that that's where you were going.
No, can't say that I have.
Sure, you just don't have like worms or something.
No, it was
just pulling out. I'd be like, oh, interesting.
It was 100% a hair. Feels weird coming out.
I wonder if it was like, I wonder if it was like,
when you pull it out,
like in your beat?
You know what it could have, Toilet paper. Could have been on the toilet paper and you wiped and like you may have like pushed a little hard and it kind of went in. And then like your butthole kind of just sucked it in.
I mean, I always cupped the hand and whoop, right up whoop. While standing.
I don't like the idea of that noise while you're wiping. Just whoop.
Hey, sometimes you get a mess down there.
You're an animal.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm just too fat to do it while I'm sitting down.
Nah. Oh man. Okay, it is getting warm in here. I
think it's just something like you like inherently you're either a stander or a sitter.
Yeah, I mean
like, well, I because think, no one teaches you that.
No, but you have to think like how kids do it when they first learn. I think some people just don't get out of it. Because kids stand up when they do it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people who don't even wipe their own ass. Like they just don't.
That's, I mean,
like they've lived their whole life not wiping their ass. And
it wasn't
it's
me.
It's for the people who don't wipe their ass.
Book them, Dano.
Yeah, they're dead from like some kind of infection from not wiping their ass. It's
that's
disgusting.
Probably not even going to pick up in the mic.
No, probably not.
And we're just like making comments about it.
You didn't have to say that. You just inserted the noise.
It was a siren, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
It indeed was.
And if you didn't hear it, just insert the siren.
And non-binary folks.
Insert the entire theme to Cops.
We do have non-binary listeners.
Yeah, but non-binary person on the show.
Do you hear about the story of a guy? He was a really fat guy on a plane, like absurdly fat. And this guy, he refused to wipe his own ass, so he asked the stewardess to do it for him, and the entire time he was moaning in pleasure from it.
That's weird.
It was disgusting.
I don't... How do you... I don't know. I have so many questions, but I don't want to ask them.
It was a news story, and I didn't look too far into it because I didn't want to like know more about it.
I'm sorry. Pleasure just doesn't...
He was like, oh, yeah.
I've never been touched by another human being.
I mean, I believe this, honestly.
I like when shit gets wiped out of my asshole. That's literally what it is. Like, it just doesn't...
And the guy was so big, it's just like... Like, your hand has to go partially in there, or you have to separate it yourself.
Hit the part three.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Moses.
All I can think of is the scene from...
Peekaboo.
Austin Powers 2, where where Heather Graham, she has to put the thing... And she just, like, looks at it, and then, like, looks over at him, and then looks back at it. Like, that's what I think of.
I thought you were going to say the scene from Bruce Almighty when he moves all the cars to the side.
No, I'm not going to say that one.
I need to rewatch that movie. That's such a good movie.
Oh, man. But no, I was thinking, immediately thought, Fat Bastard from Austin Powers.
You think I'm sexy.
You think I'm sexy.
My boss has a thing where, I think my boss is really, I think he's really insecure about his weight because he's a big guy, like taller than you, but like so much heavier. Like, I want to say 350. 450 maybe. And
that's a big difference. 350 and 450 is a big difference.
Listen, once you get to a certain point, it's hard to tell. And again, I love the guy to death. Like,
well, let's put it in perspective. I'm 286.
Okay, 350. 350.
Okay.
But
you said much bigger, so that sounds like more than.
Well, he doesn't go wide, he goes straight forward.
So he's got the paunch, the front paunch, not the thick boy.
Yeah.
Not the gorilla. He goes belly mode, not gorilla mode.
Yeah. But he has this thing where out of nowhere, he'll just yell out, I'm a sexy motherfucker. And like, no one knows how to respond. Like, how do you respond to, like, are you going to be like, yeah, so that feels weird to be like, yeah, you are sexy to my boss.
So you just say, shut up.
Can it, nerd? Everyone,
nobody cares, Sean.
Everyone does the work thing where they just kind of like snicker. It's like, it's like when someone tells a joke that you really don't want to laugh, he's like, yeah. And so we do that.
I know the feeling.
I don't know why I brought that up. It made me think about that where he just always exclaims that.
I mean,
he has started doing
self-confidence.
Fake it till you make it, bro.
I felt sad because I was talking to him and like we were doing.
I just talked down on myself.
Don't talk to my friend like that.
Just like, eh, I'm fat.
It's not a bad thing.
I mean, I'm a realist. I'm a fat guy. I don't know what you want to tell you.
See? And at least you're honest, because there's a lot of people, like the people that say that, that they're perfectly healthy and they're fucking huge. It's just like, no. It's like, I'll appreciate you saying that you think you're beautiful, but you cannot say you're healthy.
Yeah.
You're not terribly unhealthy. Like you're not one of those people that like literally sits there with like a pizza on their lap and then like four Tuileries next to them.
But it sounds like a dream.
It kind of does. Like, if I'm being like, if I didn't have to worry about weight, that would literally be all I did.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. But literally, I smell pizza and I gain 15 pounds. So it's just like
metabolism's at like a -4.
Yeah. I work out and
food. Oh man, I'm fat again. I got gained weight.
I work out and I gain fat.
I don't know. I feel like
every time I work out, I gain weight.
Well, you're kind of supposed to because you're supposed to gain muscle.
But I don't like.
And muscle weighs more than fat.
I don't do like heavy workouts. I do like the toning workouts. So I'm not like building muscle.
Maybe you just think you're doing the toning, but like you're a bigger guy, and being a bigger guy, you're naturally stronger. So maybe like, oh, this weight's too easy, and you go with heavier weight. But then the heavier weight's going to
I stick to 50 and lower.
See, even that shouldn't even be doing 50.
50 for the legs.
Oh, that's fair. Okay.
Like 30 for arms.
I do 50 for squats, but that's because like my ass basically hits my heel because I try to like see how far I can go.
Yeah, I do, because my legs aren't like fat.
You know what you need to do? I think you should do a lot of stretching. Like a lot of just stretching.
So yoga?
Yoga's great.
Yoga's great, but I wouldn't even necessarily, because yoga's really
like that.
Well, yoga's really hard to start.
No, there's just too much belly in my way.
That's what I was saying. Yoga's really hard to to start, but stretching, I mean, you could lay on the floor and stretch.
Yeah.
Like literally reach down, touch your toes. There was one where you like you put one leg cross over this one, grab this knee and pull it towards your chest. And the leg that's crossed over, it stretches out that hip.
Yeah.
And the glute. And it feels like a really good stretch. Touchdown, you know, touch your toes, you know, the whole kick and caboodle.
We've gone over this. It's just kit and caboodle.
Kick and caboodle. I don't know, but I like mine better.
There's no cat. There's no cat in there.
Kick, cam, and caboodle.
Do we have anything at all to talk about?
This heat.
Well, the cold front's supposed to come in literally
in like 30, 45 minutes.
In an hour. Yeah. It said about 8 o'clock it's supposed to hit.
You want to take a break and actually find something?
No. I mean, we're already 15 minutes in.
Yeah, we can cut this 15 minutes.
Why would we do that? That sounds terrible. We've actually been talking about stuff.
Vaguely.
It's still talking.
Yeah, remember what we talked about? Remember how we talked about good content?
Well,
how
I understand, but like, I'm not going to cut out 15 minutes and start over. We should have done that before we came back in here.
Listen, you pay for your consequences. Now I think we should take a minute, sit down, think about things.
We're sitting down.
Think about your situation. Think about your life.
We're sitting down.
Think about all the things you're doing with yourself.
I don't.
Just don't touch yourself.
I just
don't. At least not in here. It's not while I'm looking. Unless the camera's rolling and we can do it for content.
Patreon.
You should put your colonoscopy videos. I was hoping it would be a video of the camera just going in and looking around. That would have been awesome, because I would have put that on Patreon.
They would not let me have the video that they use.
That's weird. They won't let you have the video, but they'll let you have the pictures.
Well, I mean, it's part of it. And it's really just the pictures of the shit that they did. It's not even, it's only like five, six pictures. It's not like every inch of the 12 foot of however long they went up. How long? I mean, it's like, what?
No glam shot?
No glam shot.
I don't think they take pictures of outside the beehole.
Tease.
Because really, they only
I'm getting close.
They only go, like, over to, it's because, so your colon, I mean, it goes.
Ooh, they got up in them guts.
You have your rectum, which is your beehole, and then you have your colon, and then you have your descending colon, which comes up here, and which technically it descends down into the large colon. And then you have your transversal colon, which goes up here. And then you have your ascending colon, which comes up here. And then right at the end of your ascending colon, they have the ileocecal valve, which is where your small intestine goes into your large intestine.
So that's where they ended it at, was at the ileocecal valve. That's as far as they can go in because the small intestine is so
weird to think about. Camera just like whoop,
whoop, yep. whoop, I've never whoop, thought whoop, of a colon being like up in your chest.
Yeah, it's transverse colon.
I've never thought about that. Like, I also don't know much about the inside of the body.
It goes because it's like rectum, colon, ascending or descending.
It's transverse. Just crazy that
Cameron,
much.
While they're doing this, I need you to put up a graph of a human anatomy.
Okay.
Well, while he's doing that, and put like an arrow pointing to each spot while he says it.
I'm not going through all that.
It's literally just insert arrow, just bam, bam, bam.
But yeah, that's what they did. It was great. They also
they didn't like lube the tip and like play with the butthole and be like, ooh, I'm getting close.
That's
getting close. You feel it? Is it cold?
You're out. You're unconscious. You're unconscious before they even touch you.
Wake up! I'm going in.
Definitely not. I don't want to feel
BDSM.
That shit moving around in my guts. Like, that would be so terrifying.
Some people shoot for that.
Well, there's only so much that you can go up into the guts. And that 12 foot is a lot more than...
Well, plus there's also a point where, like, there's literally a point where an area, I don't remember the name of it, but like the area that opens up to allow the
sigmoid colon,
is that what it is? Like, it's literally, it's the difference between being the outside of the body and the inside of the body.
That's your rectum, and then you go into the colon, and then you have the sigmoid colon, which is the spot that is where your descending colon goes into. So it's like another butthole inside, like
your butthole,
like anywhere between 6 to 8 inches in, and then it goes up into your,
because there's a certain area when once you reach a certain boundary. Like, basically, if something's not perfectly sterilized, then you're getting, like, an inevitable infection.
Did you know that every butt comes pre-cracked?
Pre-cracked. But, no, you can get, like, with butt stuff, you can put stuff all the way up through your sigmoid colon. Like, that's how people who put, like, shit that's, like, super-duper long up their butt is because you go into the sigmoid colon. But it makes that hard right turn into your transverse colon, that's when you can't.
Candy cane dick?
It doesn't straighten out enough. There's not enough anatomy to fix that. But yeah. So yeah, butts are weird.
I'm about to rearrange your colon, boy.
Butts are weird.
Butts are weird.
Some people find them fun.
Science is weird.
Fun butt stuff.
Hey, man.
Absurdity Podcast. 69.
Google.com.
Absurdity69.
We don't have a .com.
We don't have a .com. Not yet, anyways.
The email address.
Yeah.
Absurdity69.
For all your business
inquiries. That's not our email address, actually.
What is it?
Absurdity325@gmail.com.
What was the 69 we had?
All of our social media.
All of our social media except Facebook.
Oh yeah, why don't I remember that? I literally see the email every day. I get every email. Oh my god.
I don't know.
Oh my god.
References. Hell yeah.
Sheesh.
Well,
boys.
Can't wait to start my new job.
You want to call this a night?
Are we sitting at that time?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're sitting at time.
Oh, shit. We're at that time.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, see you on Thursday with a little bit of off-the-rails fun.
Off-the-rails fun.
Yeah.
Remember, guys, get your colons inspected.
Definitely. Yep. Anybody who, like, age 35 to 40, I'm not joking around. Like, that is the time that you need to get checked out.
If you're in your 20s, just have fun. Just go to the doctor. Ask for it.
But like I said, because like they removed something from me that if I would have waited another, 5-10 years to go in, it could have been a bad situation.
Bad situation.
So like if you're not feeling right, go to the doctor, guys. Like if your body's not doing what it needs to be doing, it will tell you.
Would you like to describe what you felt in case anyone else has?
I mean, it's hard to explain IBS. Okay. It's just... You shit when you don't have to shit and you feel like you need to shit all the time, but you don't shit. It's IBS is what mine broke down to. I mean, which is...
Is it IBS?
IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much stress-based. It's inflamed diverticuli in your colon. That's the spots that absorb your food. So it's all I can really do about it is... maybe eat less spicy, but I don't even eat that spicy and mitigate my stress. But here we are.
And it's really hard to mitigate the stress. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
But no, if your body's not, if you think something is wrong, if it's something that you're worried about, go get checked out just for that peace of mind, because really that's all that
has turned out for me is peace of mind. And I feel, like I said, I feel much better about everything.
Absolutely.
So, but yeah, PSA, keep your health in check, guys.
1 second. Don't give me a second.
Okay. Whoa.
Where are we going? Give me a sec. Don't worry. Give me a second. Okay.
You got to put it to the other side of the mic. There we go.
Hope she answers.
Guest voiceover canceled. There's a mosquito flying around my head. Michaela,
I swear to God.
She won't.
She's no probably shirts. Busy.
Keeping her money, no shirts.
And she was so happy about those shirts.
Not anymore. F. Just kidding. We will send the shirts.
Well, I mean, I'll send the shirts. Maybe, Michaela, if you answer your phone.
No,
if
I mean,
you
don't. We'll send the shirts because I'm sending the shirts with you.
Oh. Hey. So I have a quick question about your daughter's fundraiser. Okay. So does a fundraiser go on past next week?
I don't know.
I don't know. She's why? On the
podcast. Oh, yeah, by the way, you're on the podcast.
Live right now.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, by the way.
Hi. Wait, I wanted to make sure that the disclosure was in there.
I was going to let her find out on Monday. But I want to ask, because if it's available, I was going to give a shout out to it and see if somebody wants to donate to it.
I didn't want her to be like, oh, hey, you caught me while I was taking a shit.
Every moment of my life.
Yeah, I think they can do what you did last year.
Okay, so can you send me a better... another link to it so I can send it over to the guy so we can put it up.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to put up a link to Michaela's daughter's fundraiser. And so she's trying to raise money and they have a whole category of things you can buy and there's a code for it. And we'll put the code up once we get everything set up. And if you can, please donate to this very sweet little girl. Make her dreams come true.
Michaela, tell us about the fundraiser. What's being sold?
Like, I could be selling meth to homeless people right now.
Don't worry about it. Buy what you want. But yeah,
I think it goes to the school.
Public education is a joke. I refuse to.
refuse. I will not be a part of the establishment, Michaela. You didn't tell me this.
Well, what's being sold? I want to know what's being sold.
Do you not remember last year? Like you were trying to buy something, and you just.
I just donated money.
$20 to her school. And I was like, oh, cool. Thanks. I have no idea what that $20 went to.
Yeah. And her school still emails me to this day. So I'm glad she's doing okay.
The emails.
But yeah. So basically the fundraiser has different attire, different kinds of jewelry. They sell frozen food.
Well, they're trying to sell merch. We're trying to sell merch. What are you?
They don't have nearly as good merch as we do, but you can get merch that will help a public school. You know, they already have bad enough. They have like ceiling tiles that fall out. You know, kids are dying of malaria. Like a couple of kids got kidnapped last year by Venezuelan police officers. Like it's just been a crazy year this year. So they need the money. But you can buy frozen foods, kitchen utensils, just decorations in general. They sell a lot of stuff and it's at a very reasonable price. And all you got to do is just go on the link that we're about to post up.
Jesus.
Use her code that we're going to put up there. And if you want to, if you don't even want anything, if you can just donate, what's the minimum donation they can make, Dina?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. I know I did $20 before, but I don't know if you can like literally just do $1 or $5. But if you can, click on the link and just, you know, support these people. They need the help. Michaela's going through a hard time. You know, she just got caught smuggling drugs across the border into California, and it's been a huge issue, and she lost all of her assets, so she needs the money. It's not actually going to the school, it's going directly to her. That's not true. It is a school fundraiser, and if you can help out, I would greatly appreciate it. She'd greatly appreciate it. Her daughter would greatly appreciate it. She'll get something, she can get enough money, you know, a bunch of cool stuff just for a kid to have, just to have a good time. So thank you for answering the phone for this, you know, after the second ring, Michaela. You kind of made me feel like shit, but it's okay.
I do have a child.
You're saying the child's more important than me. Is that what you're trying to say to me right now? How long have you known your child and how long have you known me?
Hey, Michaela, thanks for answering the phone. And Jake will have your shirts. We got them done.
Yeah. I got them in my bag. I'm sweating on them right now, so it's perfectly fine. I'm wearing it right now, and it feels amazing.
Thanks.
All right. Bye, Michaela. Love you. Bye. Bye.
Didn't even give her the bye. How rude. Bye.
I don't even care.
It's my customer service.
So, yes, we'll put that up. And make sure you check out all of our social medias, Absurdity69, for all of Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Go check us out on Patreon. That's where we will have something. I haven't decided fully
Cameron's
yet.
Cameron's internal, or DK's internal photos.
Yeah. Wow. I was going to say, yeah, colonoscopy photos. That's the
first slip I've done in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You're going to have to bleep that one.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Staying in. DK's colonoscopy pictures will be on Patreon.
And who knows? Mine might be coming next. You know.
Okay.
Homemade colonoscopy photos.
Anyways, toodaloo.
Toodles.
Bye.
You know, after being inside real quick, it's not as fun being out here. But it's okay. We have a butterfly.
We do.
A butterfly.
Can't be seen on the camera, but it's there.
It's here. It's here in the camera in spirit.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look.
Oh my god!
It's in a book.
We okay. So Rainbow. When we took
Reading Rainbow.